All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we are coming to you from the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois, with an awesome card tonight. As we have the Dark Horse title on the line, Mark Mero defending the title against Johnny B. Badd. We've got Dynamite's Gauntlet going on this week as Dick Slater runs the gauntlet. Iceman King Parsons defending the Illinois heavyweight title against Kendall Windham in kind of a rematch from last week's brawl between the Nightmares and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. And in our main event, American Tag Team titles on the line. Rematch once again as the Gorgeous Gentlemen defend the titles against the Acolytes. So this is going to be a great card full of action. Let's jump right into it. Our first match has Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against the Brooklyn Brawler. And Marconi and Brawler get the nod to start off 2026 in the PWA ring. Both men take a moment before the match begins to make their case for a title shot against whoever the Dark Horse champion is after tonight's match. Both men have a great match, leaving everything on the mat. They show why they should be considered top contenders for the title. Brawler manages to get the pin after a sucker punch and a roll-up with a handful of tights in a time of 13 minutes, 30 seconds. Brooklyn Brawler making his statement as to why he should be considered the number one contender. Well, let's go to that title. Dark Horse title on the line. Johnny B. Badd comes out to the ring first. He takes the microphone and tells Marconi and Brawler that neither one of them deserves a shot at the title that should still be his. After he reclaims the title tonight, Badd will make sure neither one of them is able to challenge for the title. Mero comes out to tell Badd that he has no business telling anyone who can and can't challenge for his title. Badd and Mero start jawing at each other before Badd nails Mero with a vicious right hand. Tommy Young calls for the bell to start the match. However, he almost immediately calls for the bell again as Marconi and Brawler rush the ring. They attack both the champion and the challenger, granting a double disqualification in 11 seconds. Brawler focuses on Mero while Marconi tosses Badd out of the ring. Mero finds himself trapped between Brawler and Marconi until Badd climbs back into the ring. The four men brawl until the Nightmares music plays, and Danny Davis comes out to the entrance ramp. After Danny gets everyone's attention, he declares that a match will be held in 2 weeks at the United Center in Chicago, featuring all four men who want to get their hands on each other. It will be a four corners elimination match. The last one of them standing in the match will be the Dark Horse champion. They have 2 weeks to prepare for the match of their PWA careers. Now there we go. Mark Mero now having to defend the Dark Horse title against Johnny B. Badd, Beef Stew Lou Marconi, and Brooklyn Brawler in a four-way elimination match. That should be a great match coming up in 2 weeks. But before that, we've got more card to go through. Next match has Jimmy Golden facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Golden and Sharp have a decent match. Golden's heart doesn't seem to be completely in the match. Dylan didn't even come down to the ring with him, having already tendered his resignation from the PWA shortly before the card began. Missy helps Sharp take advantage of Golden's inattentiveness. Sharp whips Golden into the ropes by his hair. Randy Anderson warns him about the hair pulling. Missy pulls the bottom rope down, causing Golden to fall out to the floor. Sharp takes over with a double axe handle from the ring apron before tossing Golden into the ring post. Sharp gets the pin after rolling him back into the ring in a time of 7 minutes, 9 seconds. Your winners are Iron Mike Sharp. All right, now we get to the Illinois heavyweight title on the line as Iceman King Parsons, the longest reigning champion in PWA history, graciously gives Kendall Windham, the winner of the Tower of Doom match at Christmas Chaos, a shot at his title. Iceman wants Kendall to prove that he's worthy of facing Eddie for the American heavyweight title at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Before the match, I lay out some ground rules. Both the Nightmares and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are banned from ringside, including Missy and Michelle. The two men will have to battle it out for themselves. Anyone interfering in the match will be suspended for 6 months. Thankfully for everyone involved, no one interfered, no one received a suspension. Iceman and Kendo have a great match. The momentum of the match keeps going back and forth between the two great wrestlers. Iceman takes control of the match after sidestepping an avalanche splash into the corner. Iceman gets the pin cleanly after the butt thump to retain his Illinois heavyweight title in a time of 25 minutes, 28 seconds. Your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion, Iceman King Parsons. Iceman King Parsons has held this title since winning it from Bunkhouse Buck at St. Valentine's Day Massacre last year. So this is definitely a long title reign for Iceman, and who knows how long it will keep going. He's proven tonight that he can do it on his own and doesn't need Missy or Eddie or any of the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. But we'll have to see how it goes from here. Right now, he is still your Illinois heavyweight champion. Now we get to Dynamite's gauntlet for January. Dirty Dick Slater comes out to find out who his opponents will be in January's Dynamite gauntlet. Slater is only the second man to attempt to run the gauntlet. Let's see if he fares better than Tracy Smothers did 2 weeks ago. Slater waits patiently in the ring with his Illinois tag team title belt over his shoulder. He is either surprised or amused that his first opponent is his Illinois Tag Team Champion partner, Italian Stallion. Stallion comes out to a mixed reaction from the crowd. He has the other Illinois Tag Team title belt around his waist. Stallion shrugs as he makes his way to the top of the entrance ramp. The two newly cemented tag team partners get the chance to test each other out in the singles competition. The two have a good match with a great show of sportsmanship from both men. Both men want to win the money, but neither wants to seriously injure their partner. Slater gets the pin after rolling through a flying crossbody from the middle turnbuckle in a time of 9 minutes, 6 seconds. Dirty Dick Slater has passed the first rung of the gauntlet. He smirks when the Stud Stable music begins to play. Both members of the Stud Stable come out to the ring. Stallion stays behind to keep Golden out of the match, as it's Robert Fuller, the Tennessee Stud, who is his next opponent. Fuller and Slater brawl throughout the match. Their partners occasionally get involved in the action, but Nick Patrick tries to keep an eagle eye on both men outside the ring, as well as the action inside the ring. Fuller slits Slater up for a pile driver, but Slater counters it with a double leg takedown before catapulting him into the turnbuckle. As Fuller staggers backwards out of the corner, Slater takes him down with a Russian leg sweep to get the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 47 seconds. Dirty Dick Slater is now past the second challenge. He's already done better than Tracy Smothers in the first Dynamite Gauntlet. His third opponent turns out to be former two-time PWA World Heavyweight Champion Goldust. Goldust storms the ring and makes quick work of the tired Slater. I mean, he's already been in the ring for almost 20 minutes. Goldust picks up the pin after the Shattered Dreams in a time of 3 minutes, 52 seconds to split the $15,000 with Fuller and Stallion. After the match, Goldust helps Slater back to his feet and raises his hand in show of support for the run that he had. So again, Goldust showing sportsmanship in the ring. Even for an opponent that, yeah, had absolutely no chance against him, honestly. All right, coming out of the gauntlet, we have Jerry the King Lawler facing off against Black Bart. And Lawler and Bart have a decent match to continue the card. Much of the crowd is still coming off the great showing by Dirty Dick Slater in the Dynamite Gauntlet. Lawler pins Bart after the pile driver in a time of 6 minutes, 5 seconds. After the ring clears out, I come out to the ring with my infamous clipboard. I announce that next week's card in Peoria is going to be a bit different than most of our PWA cards. Next week, we will have a lethal lottery tournament for the fans' delight. 16 tag teams, drawn at random, will face off in 8 matches. The winners of those matches will go to a battle royal. The winner of the battle royal will receive $20,000, as well as an open contract to challenge for any title at any time. This contract cannot be challenged and can be executed immediately. This will give the entire PWA roster an amazing opportunity to catapult their chances into the PWA title picture. So if you've seen Starrcade 91 Battle Bowl, you've got that idea going. If you know Money in the Bank, you got that kind of idea going too. So mixing the two of them together for this. Not just, let's just have a gimmick card here because we have nothing better to do. Let's have some fun with it in changing up the title picture. All right, next match has Greg the Hammer Valentine facing off against British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith. And Valentine and Smith have an excellent match, showing the respect they have for each other's abilities in the ring. Valentine tries to keep Smith off his feet so that he can work toward the figure four, but Smith manages to fight his way back to his feet every time Valentine knocks him down. About the 12-minute mark, Smith takes control of the match with a vicious short clothesline off the ropes. Valentine tries to reassert himself in the match, but Smith gets the pin after the running Bulldog in a time of 14 minutes, 1 second. Your winner is the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith. Next match has Tracy Smothers facing off against the living legend, Larry Zbysko. And Smothers and Zbysko look like they're going to have an excellent match, but it is cut short when Hot Stuff and Hyatt International storms the ring. They jump on Smothers, causing the disqualification in a time of 2 minutes, 32 seconds. Zbysko tries to stay involved in the beatdown on Smothers, but Idol tosses him out of the ring. Lawler comes down to the ringside area and attacks Zbysko outside the ring. Dueling beatdowns are occurring as Smothers is outnumbered 7-1. Lawler is using every piece of furniture in the ringside area as a weapon against Zbysko. Lawler finally spikes Zbysko into the concrete floor with a pile driver. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International leave Smothers in a pool of his own blood in the middle of the ring. Both Hot Stuff and the King have made statements in this match. I'm not sure either will get away with it for long. All right, backstage, Mark Lance meets up with Terry Funk in the interview area. In one of his more lucid moments, Funk declares that Rick Martel is no challenge for him. He boasts that if Martel can beat Funk, he will leave the PWA. Lance tries to get more comment from Funk, but Funk storms towards the ring. And Funk and Martel have a good match. Both men keep it scientific until Funk grabs the branding iron. Martel ducks Funk's wild swing and takes him down with a drop toe hold. Martel immediately locks in the Boston Crab in the middle of the ring. Funk has nowhere to go and is forced to tap. After Martel releases the hold, Funk gets back to his feet and clotheslines Martel with the branding iron before leaving the ring. Your winner, in a time of 7 minutes 9 seconds, is Rick the Model Martel. But is Terry Funk going to go through with his claim that he would leave the PWA if he lost the match tonight? Somebody's going to go back and find out, and I don't want to be them. All right, getting closer to our main event, tag team action as Too Cool takes on the Gilbert Brothers. As Too Cool seeks to gain some revenge against the Gilberts for their various tactics in the ring, but the match is cut short when Kendall and Smothers rush the ring and attack the Gilberts. The Gilberts face a 4-on-2 beatdown for a moment before the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International make it down to the ring. Too Cool, Kendall, and Smothers make a hasty retreat, but they feel as if they've truly accomplished something in their bids to gain some revenge on Hot Stuff and Hyatt. Eddie grabs the microphone and demands a match against Too Cool, Kendall Windham, and Tracy Smothers. He's already lined up with a singles match to get rid of Kendall, but he wants to make it happen so much sooner. Eddie challenges the four of them to face any four members of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International next week after the Lethal Lottery tournament. An elimination match where those eliminated are also fired from the PWA. Eddie wants to end everything now. When he receives no answer, he throws the microphone down on the mat. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International leave the ring looking for blood. Hot Stuff's a little hot under the collar, I guess. He's not exactly thrilled with what's going on with Kendall Windham and Tracy Smothers, and now these last few weeks with Too Cool. But nothing's happened on that front. We'll have to see if maybe there might be an answer later on. But we get to our main event tonight as the two hottest tag teams in the PWA battle for the American heavyweight or American tag team titles. Both tag teams have been very successful. The Gorgeous Gentlemen are the reigning two-time American Tag Team Champions. The Acolytes have held the titles three times, as well as having been the IAW International Tag Team Champions. This match has all sorts of things riding on it as far as the tag team division is concerned. Either of these teams could easily challenge the current international tag team champions Pretty Wonderful and win the titles for themselves. The Gentlemen just won the titles back from the Acolytes at Christmas Chaos 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. The Acolytes are looking to regain the titles again to become four-time American Tag Team Champions. The two teams have a spectacular match to end the card tonight. All four men highlight their strengths. The crowd is involved throughout the match. Adams gets the pin on Bradshaw after the super kick, after Bradshaw levels Garvin with the clothesline from hell. As the Gentlemen celebrate their victory, Eddie and Missy come down to the ring. Both tag teams look warily as Eddie climbs into the ring. He motions for them to clear the ring. Both teams readily oblige. Eddie again calls out Kendall, Smothers, and Too Cool to accept his challenge for the elimination match. My music begins to play. I come out to the ring and climb into the ring with Eddie and Missy. Eddie gets into my face and demands that I make the match happen. I refuse. I tell him that there will be no elimination match with Eddie's terms. If he wants to have a match, I'll be grateful to set up the match. But it will be under my terms and not being coerced into anything. I will sign a match between Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and the Nightmares in a gang war in 2 weeks. I leave the ring with my music blaring as the episode ends. Eddie kind of gets what he wants. He's going to have that 8-man tag team gang war elimination style. And yet it's not going to be next week after the Lethal Lottery. It's going to be in 2 weeks where we have a lot of stuff going on as we get ever closer to St. Valentine's Day Massacre. So I encourage you to be back next week for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite telling you I will see you next week.